ॐ शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन, टुडे द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
दीदी के निमित्त,
स्पेशली फॉर बाबा एंड इन ऑनर ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ दीदी मनमोहिनी, भोग वाज ऑफर्ड। And I reached the subtle region, carrying the bhog for Baba and Didi Manmohini. The decoration in the subtle region today was very different. Normally it is decorated with garlands of flowers, but today just as you have stars in the constellation, what I saw was constellation of stars all around the subtle region. Very beautiful light was emanating from all the stars. And it was as though the entire subtle region was sparkling. After a while, from a distance, I saw there was a globe of light from which appeared Baba. As Baba came closer, along with the globe, within the globe, along with Baba, was Didi Manmohini. And as they came closer, what I saw was that from the stars that were decorating the subtle region, specialities of Didi appeared, and all the specialities came together as a garland around Didi's neck, and Didi was decorated so beautifully. So Baba asked, "Child, did you see how beautifully that Didi is decorated today?" So I said, "Yes, Didi is looking very beautiful." For many days, all of you have been listening to the specialities of Didi Manmohini, and you've been experiencing her through those specialities. So the children today are also expressing their specialities of Didi. Didi picked up all those garlands of those specialities and offered them to Baba. So, and said, "This is what Baba has taught us, this is what Baba has given us. He's the one who has enabled all of this to happen. He is the one who does everything. And I have just continued to have very good experiences in Baba's love." Baba was smiling and said, while doing everything, Didi always kept herself incognito. It is within that incognito efforts that she attained a lot. And then Baba asked me, "Do you know where Didi went today?" So before I could ask, Baba himself asked me, "Do you know where Didi went today?" I said, "Didi must definitely have gone to meet the Brahmin family." Baba started to smile and then said, "Didi did go on a tour of all the centers in Bharat and foreign lands, and she also gave special inspirations to contact souls. All those who were close to Didi were especially remembering and having experiences today." Baba then showed a scene. There was a very beautiful lab, a laboratory. There were many angel-like souls, the advanced party souls, Dadi, the founding members of the Yajna, all those ancestor souls were sitting there. From a distance, what I saw was a circle, the globe of the earth, the world.
जैसे कोई रॉबर्ट बाहर ऊपर गया है या कोई ऊपर आसमान की ओर गया है नीचे वो एक रिसर्च रूम में बैठे
So it was though they were sitting in a research room and like a control room and as though they've sent out a robot or some kind of instrument out there and they were checking it from here
जैसे हमारी नई दुनिया परफेक्ट होगी
they see So what could be seen was the new world, the future world, and how perfect it will be. In that research room, there were separate sections made. In one section was written, Sthirta, or stability. And along with that was written, Samanta, or equality, being equal.
तो वर्ल्ड ग्लोब के ऊपर कभी-कभी वो
as more attention was paid on those qualities
उसकी लाइनें थी कभी ऊपर जा रही कभी नीचे जा रही
then there was an effect on the globe of the world there was some fluctuations some lines appearing on it and the second section was written complete with all the maryadas in all the maryadas the codes of conduct the more attention that was given on that then
circle jo light ke the wo light ke circle kya hota tha ki aadha aadha katta jata tha
the circles of light around the globe of the earth and there were some breakages in that circle on the third section was written in this research lab equal to the father and the fourth was perfection in all aspects
advance party wale pure brahmanon ke paas jaakar ke
so didi and the advance party were going to all the brahmins today and looking at each child's inner stage and then they were having discussion amongst themselves about when these children are going to become perfect when will that new world of ours come quickly Baba then told Didi, what is all this? What are you doing? So Didi smiled and then said, Baba, why don't you share? So Baba said, Baba explained, till now there isn't stability in the children's thoughts. Sometimes they're stable, sometimes they're not. So that, if that affects the creation of the new world. So keep your thoughts very stable, make it very firm, make your thoughts so perfect. So within the creation of the new world, each child, each Brahman's cooperation can be used and the task can be completed quickly. Then secondly, no matter what happened, Didi's speciality was that she never became slack in following the codes of conduct. We have to be complete with all these maryadas. Didi said again and again, everyone should pay attention to the codes of conduct of the Brahmin life. They will create the laws and systems of the new world.
reason hai jo hamare
these maryadas are the reason that will make us perfect for the new world
maryadas jo hai na keval abhi aapko safalta ka anubhav karayenge
so Baba explained that it's not the maryadas not only give you success now but as you move ahead when you see all the fearsome and frightening scenes of the end time the different forms of maya that will come to disillusion you will be able to be safe
rakhengi
from the attraction of those different forms of maya
ye safety ka sara
So maryadas are the means of keeping you protected, they are your protection, so everyone should pay special attention to the maryadas. And then thirdly, Baba explained, in the golden age all the souls will be complete with all virtues, 16 celestial degrees complete. So what do you need to do now? The children have to continue to check that there should be unity amongst yourselves. They only speak of each other's virtues and churn only on the virtues, and that's how you'll become equal to the Father. The time is to become perfect. These situations will come to make you perfect and will give you inspiration to become perfect, and they will help you move ahead. So pay attention to this. So all the advanced party souls made a circle around Baba. Baba was giving each one drishti. I then placed the bhog tray in front of Baba. Baba said, this child, Didi, used to first feed Baba the bhog, but today Baba wants to feed Didi. So as Baba opened the bhog tray, Didi was giving very sweet drishti. Just as Didi used to pay special attention to Madhuban, Didi then said, Madhuban is everyone's beloved home. It is treasure store of power. It is the place to attain all attainments from the Father. So the children come here and experience so many things. However, let there never be any lessening of the love for Baba. Maintain firm faith and hold on to the Father's hand as you move ahead. Baba then fed the bhog to Didi, and then Didi fed Baba the bhog and all the advanced party souls the bhog. Didi said, we are all waiting for you. We are all with you and we are waiting for you. Time is telling us that we have to return home quickly. Baba then said to Devi, everyone has sent remembrances for you, so what will you give them? There are many who have seen you, many who have not seen you, so what gift will you give all the children? Devi smiled and said, there was a crystal kind of item in Didi's hand. It was very transparent. So Didi said, tell everyone, tell the children that Baba's remembrance is such, Baba's love is such, that makes every child transparent. In order to become transparent, remain clear, keep your intellect clean at all times, maintain a very clear connection with the Father. So this crystal gift was given to everyone. Just as you have glass, so sometimes when you look at glass at different angles, sometimes the person looks big, so small, or fat, or thin. So Didi explained, there's only one way to check yourself. Remember that the Father is my everything. I have all my relationships with one Baba. So experience Baba through all relationships, otherwise the intellect will wander here and there. And then you'll see different forms in this crystal and different forms of your own self that you may not like, others will also not like for you. So always maintain clarity, transparency. Baba is your world, Baba is your everything. I have all my relationships with one Baba. And this will help you see everything very clearly in front of you, and you will be transparent, everything will be clear and transparent for you. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I then returned. Om Shanti.